Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 19th of November, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and we got it for you like we always do, in about 5 minutes. Well, you can hear a lot of pharmacies around the world just went, uh-oh. That's because Amazon has launched Amazon Pharmacy. Amazon's officially getting into the healthcare industry, offering their service for home delivery of prescription medication. Customers, all they'll have to do is sign up to the store by creating a secure pharmacy profile, then, of course, handing over all the information about their health insurance, medical issues, allergies, and any regular prescriptions you're taking. And then once you do that, you can ponder, yeah, was this a good idea? Well, if you're feeling like it's a good idea, the store will offer a range of generic and branded drugs, at least according to CNBC, where we're getting this info from. And of course, there'll be some perks for Prime members. Prime members will get free two-day delivery on orders and even further discounts on their medication. In fact, Amazon's going out on a big stretch saying here there could be up to 80% off generic and 40% off branded medications when paying without insurance if you're a Prime member. Now, of course, Amazon Pharmacy will be first rolling out in the U.S. Might take some time to get it in other places of the world, regulations, you know, all that red tape and stuff. But by the sound of it, it ain't gonna stop Amazon from trying to do it. Hey, Gmail users, Google's got a new option for us. It's actually going to let users opt out of having their Gmail or chat and even Meet data used to offer features such as Smart Compose and Smart Reply. Now, yeah, granted, you've been able to turn these things on and off before. However, though, with the new toggle, it actually disables the background data processing that makes these things possible. Now, if you're going over to your Google account now thinking, where's this option? Probably not seeing it yet. Google actually says the new option will be rolling out in the coming weeks and will be on a gradual basis, meaning over the next few weeks your neighbor may get it, but you'll still have to wait. Disappearing fleets from Twitter? Yep, here they come for everyone. Yeah, those kind of story-like features that Twitter actually began testing earlier this year, actually in March, finally will be rolling out to all Twitter users. Now, the fleets, or fleeting, as Twitter likes to say, is basically just an Instagram story ripoff, because you can not only text, but add a photo, GIF, you know, these kind of things. And once you start sending out the fleets, people you follow will appear at the top of your timeline, and actually replies are routed to users' inboxes. Now, if you think Twitter's stopping with fleets for experimentation, nope. Twitter actually plans to experiment with another feature, and I quote is what they're telling us, will significantly change how people interact on its platform. Ooh, top secret, I guess. And if that ain't enough for you, Twitter also plans to start testing a feature for live broadcasts, pretty much a similar idea to the app Clubhouse. As far as when that feature will be coming, maybe not for everybody, but for some, the company actually expects to start testing it out sometime later this year. Better get on it, Twitter. There's not a whole lot of months left. And finally, been on the London Underground as of late? Well, you might have noticed the old London tube station's looking a little bit on the different side. That's because Sony's kind of screwed around a little bit. Yeah, it's all to do with the PlayStation 5 launch. In particular, Sony's actually taken over the Oxford Circus tube station to help market the launch of its new console. And the new wall art on the Underground will be around for about 48 hours. Basically, what's there is the PlayStation shapes throughout the walls on the tube station. Of course, there's the all-familiar Oxford Circus logo right there on the Underground, right in the middle of some very familiar PlayStation logos. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website is still located, yes, indeed, at britishtechnetwork.com. You can find all of our podcasts over there and so much more techie goodness. Of course, we're on Facebook, too. Give us a like there at British Tech Network. Please give us a follow on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. And come join our community over at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your FRIDAY edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, have a fantastic Thursday. And thank you, as always, for listening.